With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. An estimated 9,100 people came to Missoula's Karas Park to hear Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders speak today. Eric Whitney has more.
People started lining up before 7 a.m. for the event advertised to start at 12:30. The line to get in extended for blocks, and people were still being let in even as Sanders wrapped up his speech. He spoke for more than an hour, repeating campaign themes that his run for president is different, that he's listening to people other candidates aren't, the middle class, the disenfranchised, and minority populations. In a message tailored to Montana, Sanders said America needs to transition away from fossil fuels, but that he won't forget coal industry workers who will be put out of jobs.
We provide $41 billion to rebuild communities and create jobs for those people who are hurt in that transition.
Montana's Democratic primary is June 7th. There are 27 delegates at stake. Sanders is now headed to Billings for a rally starting at 7 o'clock tonight. I'm Eric Whitney.
Northwestern Energy's chief executive says his company is in no position to buy parts of the Colstrip power plant to stave off the possible closure of its two oldest units. Governor Steve Bullock held a meeting at the state capitol today with three Colstrip executives to discuss the future of the coal-burning plant. But in the end, the future of the plant remained just as uncertain. Puget Sound Energy is considering setting up a fund for closing the plant's older units, while Paul Farr with Talon Energy says his company is losing money operating the plant. A new study says the oil-producing region of North Dakota and Montana leaks 275,000 tons of methane annually, an amount that's less than previously reported. Researchers say it's the first field study of methane emissions from the Bakken Shale Formation. Methane is a greenhouse gas that contributes to global warming. It's the primary component of natural gas. The study released today was based on air samples a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration airplane took from over the Bakken region in May 2014. The study says the methane emissions were less than what had been reported by some satellites and slightly lower than U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates. Researchers say the amount of methane leaking from the Bakken is similar to the emission rate from the oil-rich Denver-Julesburg Basin in Colorado. The Montana Supreme Court this week struck down the final provision of a law to deny services to undocumented immigrants. Edward O'Brien has more.
2012's legislative referendum 121 prevented undocumented immigrants from being employed by any state agency or qualify for unemployment insurance. It also denied
crime victim services, infant hearing screenings, believe it or not, even the ability to attend a public university, much less to get any kind of scholarship or student aid.
That's Shahid Hawk Housewrath of the Montana Immigrant Justice Alliance. The alliance said the law illegally regulated immigration at the state level. Hawk Housewrath, an immigration attorney, also asserted it would have wrongly denied state services to non-citizens with a valid immigration status. In 2014, a Helena judge rejected most of the law as unconstitutional. The state Supreme Court upheld that ruling this week. Justices also struck down its final provision requiring state workers to report the names of applicants not legally in the United States. Hawk Housewrath says the law was intended to send what he calls a coded message.
It had a mean-spirited goal of trying to drive immigrants out of the state of Montana and sending a message that we don't want them here.
LR 121 was approved by 80% of Montana voters. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Police in Kalispell have determined that nearly two dozen students were involved in causing thousands of dollars in damage at Flathead High School. Captain Doug Overman told the Flathead Beacon today that an initial investigation indicated about 21 students entered the school after breaking a window early Tuesday. The suspects broke vending machines, ripped drinking fountains from the walls, and tossed sawdust, trash, and toilet paper throughout the building. A 7-foot statue of a moose that was loaned to the school was knocked over and damaged. Park County may not be Montana's most populous area, but it packs an economic punch. A group of local businesses opposing local gold exploration plans say those projects near Yellowstone National Park threatens that local economy. The Yellowstone Gateway Business Coalition released an economic report today showing Park County has a robust and growing economy. Coalition member Tracy Reyes is a Livingston-based realtor.
There are no economics that support a mining operation near Yellowstone National Park. We will lose jobs. We will lose property values. We will lose clean water. We'll lose ranching. We'll pretty much lose everything. And that's why we're here. We're not anti-mining. We are pro-property rights and pro-business.
Lucky Minerals wants to explore for gold in Emigrant Gulch in the Custer National Forest. The Crevice Mining Group wants to explore for gold near Jardine. Both companies say the projects would enhance the local economy, but not harm the environment in the process. I'm Sean Robb.